This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 6, text 30. Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra Tasyaham na pranashyami Satchane na pranashyati Yomam pashyati sarvatra Sarvam chamayi pashyati Tasyaham na pranashyami Pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati
Yomam pashyati sarvatra Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Tasyaham na pranashyami
Satchane na pranashyati Yomam pashyati sarvatra
Sarvam chamayi pashyati
Satchane na pranashyami Satchane na pranashyati
Yaha
whoever
me
pashyati
sees
sarvatra
everywhere
sarvam
everything
cha
and
mayi
in me
Ashtati sees Asya for him. Aham,
I.
Na,
not.
Pranashyami,
and lost.
Saha,
he.
Sha,
also.
Me,
to me.
Na,
nor.
Pranashyati
is lost.
For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna, a position transcendental even to material liberation. At this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee, and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity can never be annihilated, nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of the sight of the devotee. The verge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such risk. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Prehanjana Churita Bhakti Vilo Chanina Santal Sadaiva Hridaye Shubhilo Kayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Chincha Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I worship the primeval Lord, Govindam, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pomp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shama Sundar, situated within the heart the devotee. At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of the devotee, nor does the devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sadivam Shadvaitam Shavdhutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Badam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kodutarubhyascha Kripasindho Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasani Gaurabhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yo Maam Pashyati Sarvatra, Sarvam Chavani Pashyati, Tasyaham Na Pranashyami, Satchame Na Pranashyati. This is Krishna consciousness. A very intimate, loving relationship between the Lord and the devotee. This is the eternal relationship of the living being. The Lord says, Mami Mam So Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatan. All the living beings are part of me, Anksha. The Supreme Lord is the complete whole, and every one of us is a part of the Lord, a part of Krishna. But manakshasthan indriyani prakritisthani karshati. At the present moment, we've turned away from Krishna, and we're trying to exploit the resources of the material energy. And therefore, we're being pulled by the mind and the senses, and we're being dragged here and there to try to enjoy, and we're forgetting our real nature, we're forgetting our real life, like a man dreaming. When he's asleep and dreaming, he's in whatever circumstance he's in. But it's not real. His real life begins when he wakes up. At the present moment, we're also, we think we're awake, but we're dreaming. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Ghanaian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. I'm the husband of this wife, I'm the wife of this husband, I'm the father of this child, I'm the son of this person. All dreams in terms of the body. The body is like a dream. In a dream, something appears and it stays for a short time and then disappears. This body is like that. It appears on the scene and I identify with it. I think that I'm this or that. And then it disappears. And I have to go to another body. So this is there's a night dream and a day dream. At night we're sleeping in bed, and during the day we're sleeping while awake. So Krishna consciousness means we actually wake up to our eternal consciousness, to our eternal identity. As long as I forget that eternal identity as a part of Krishna, I have to go on struggling with these senses in mind in material existence. I'm trying to establish relationships here, trying to establish a proprietorship, ownership of something here, trying to get enjoyment from something here, and struggling and then getting kicked out. The nature of material enjoyment is that it doesn't pan out, it doesn't actually come through. We think we're going to enjoy it, but we get enjoyment mixed with suffering, which means suffering. Enjoyment mixed with suffering is suffering, not enjoyment. Oh, we're pursuing enjoyment, we're getting suffering, and we're not seeing that I don't need to suffer because I have nothing to do with this material world. Suffering is on account of this material body. But when one understands that I'm not this body, when he understands that he's part and parcel of Krishna, then he's free from this. So this eternal Krishna consciousness has to be awakened. The beginning is to understand that I'm not this body, to understand that I'm spirit soul, to understand that I'm part of Krishna. And the advanced stage is to have love for Krishna. At the beginning, at the present moment, I've forgotten my connection with Krishna. I'm connected with this country, with this family, with this business, with this house, with this money, with this or that. But I've forgotten those things are very much in the forefront of my consciousness. And Krishna is forgotten, or almost forgotten. So, in the first stage, sambandha, I have to revive my eternal relationship with Krishna. That's the beginning. To understand that I'm Krishna's servant. And then the next thing is to act in that relationship. It's not theoretical. If I'm Krishna's servant, then I should serve. If I'm a citizen, then I should act as a citizen. I should vote, I should do the things, pay my taxes, whatever a citizen does. If I'm if I'm a teacher, then I have to teach. I can't just sit and say, yes, I'm a teacher. I have to act as a teacher. Or if I'm Krishna's servant, then it's not enough to say, yes, I'm Krishna's servant. I have to render service. Practical thing. If I'm a servant, then I have to act like a servant. There are 9 kinds of devotional service to Krishna. Hearing about Krishna in itself is service. Chanting Krishna's name or speaking about Krishna is also Krishna's service. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. This is service. Remembering Krishna as service, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam and Padasevanam, to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Archana, to worship the deity form of the Lord. Vandana, to offer prayers to the Lord. Prayers doesn't mean simply, I want this, I want that. That's taken as prayer. We go before the Lord and say, my dear Lord, I want this, I want that. Could you help me with this? Could you help me with that? That's all right. At least I'm approaching the Lord. But first-class prayer means to glorify the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, in the 11th chapter, is offering prayers to the Lord. And he's not saying to you, Lord, I want this, I want that. He's glorifying the Lord. You're the supreme controller. You're the supreme, you're greater than Brahma. All the godly persons are glorifying you. You're the shelter of all the three worlds. In this way, he's appreciating Krishna. Where he's appreciating Krishna. That's actual. That's first class prayer. It's not, I want this, I want that. If I want something, I want to serve you, that's all. Because you're great. Because there's love. Otherwise, it's business. Just like we meet someone, people go to church on Sunday, and they stand outside the door and they meet possible business contacts, right? Or temple, church, any place. People congregate and they meet people for business and they take or exchange business cards or exchange email addresses. And their interest is, maybe there's something in it for me. Maybe you know someone who can do something for me, or maybe you have something that I could use. Maybe I could sell you something. It's business. And inside the temple or inside the church, there's more business. My dear Lord, if you could supply this for me, if you could supply that for me, to make God our order supplier. Of course, if I'm going to do business, better to do business with Krishna. But Prahlad Maharaj said to the Lord, that I'm not a businessman. That Lord Nrsimhadeva offered to Prahlad, that I'm very pleased with you, and I'd like to offer you some benediction, whatever you'd like. Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm not a businessman, but I serve you, and just to get something. So please don't tempt me in that way. I didn't come for business. I came to serve you. This is real vandana. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, pada, sevanam, arshanam, vandam, and dasyam, to serve you, Lord. Sakyam, to be friendly with you, Lord, like Arjuna. And atmanivedanam, to surrender everything. These are the nine kinds of devotional service. And one can become perfect by any one of them. Prakshit Maharaj attained perfection by hearing, and Shukadeva Goswami by speaking about Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj by remembering. The Lakshmi Devi by service to the lotus feet of the Lord. In this way, different devotees attained perfection. So one may perform one of these items or devotional service, or two, or all nine, or even one. It's very easy to serve Krishna. Krishna says, Mantram Pushpam Palam Tovya Yome Bhaktya Priyashtati Tadaham Bhaktu Parutam Vashrami Prayatatmaha. Krishna asks, please offer me a leaf, or a flower, or a fruit, or some water, with love and devotion, and I'll accept it. But who's such a poor man that he can't afford some water? Or a flower? Or a piece of fruit? Here in Ghana, Tulsi is growing very naturally. Anyone can offer tulsi leaf to Krishna. And Krishna says, I'll accept it if you simply offer it to me with love. That means he's trying to revive our loving relationship. Just like the father is sitting at the dinner table and he asks his son, oh, could you give me a little piece of cake? The father doesn't need a little piece of cake. He paid for the whole meal. He's a big man. What will a piece of cake do? But just for a little give and take, he asks the son, could you give me a little piece of that cake? Just to establish some love. Re-establish some love. The Lord doesn't need a leaf from us. He's the Vaikunthapati. He's the master of the entire spiritual kingdom. What does he need a leaf for? But just to revive some reciprocal relationship, loving relationship. He's so kind. He said, could you give me a leaf? A little water? Someone says, I'm a very poor man. I can't give you my paycheck or half my paycheck or even hardly any, but can you give some water? It doesn't require anything but one's spirit of devotion. Let me offer something to Krishna. A child may think that let me give a gift to my father for Christmas or for his birthday or for some. Let me give a gift to my father. Of course, whatever money the child has, he got from the father himself. But when he thinks, let me buy something for my father, let me give my father a gift, the father becomes very happy. Well, the child loves me. And he becomes very pleased, even though it's a simple thing. It may not be very expensive or very gorgeous, but because it's offered with love, the father becomes very happy. Suppose the boy buys the father a tie, then the father wears the tie to work. My son gave me this. He becomes very happy. So Krishna also is keen to reestablish a loving relationship with us. And if we so desire, we can accept Krishna's proposal and say, yes, why not? You're asking for a little water, you're asking for a little leaf. You're asking me to chant your holy name, why not? Let me do it. That's called abhideya, acting in the relationship. The first thing is to realize that the relationship is there. I've forgotten it, but it's still there. And then the next thing is to act in that relationship. Let me do some service. Let me serve Krishna. And by serving, by hearing, by chanting, by rendering some service, it comes to the next stage, prayojana, love for Krishna. It comes to love for Krishna. Not just mechanical service, not just a matter of obligation, all right, I'll do it. But out of love. That's prema kumartama, that's the real goal of life. In that loving relationship, the devotee sees Krishna everywhere. First of all, philosophically, he understands, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, The material elements are all my energy. The earth, the water, the fire, the air, sky, even mind and intelligence, ego, they're all Krishna's energies. And wherever Krishna's energy is, Krishna is there. Just as the sun is now in this room by its energy. Because the sunlight is in the room, we say the sun is in the room. Because there's no difference between the sun and the sunshine, or between the energy and the source of the energy. So the devotee sees that Krishna is present everywhere throughout the universe by his energies. When he sees a tree, he sees that the tree is Krishna's energy. Its body is made of different elements that are all coming from Krishna. When he sees the sun, he thinks of Krishna. When he sees the moon, he thinks of Krishna. When he sees anything, he thinks of Krishna. Not just sentimentally, but with philosophical knowledge, and with love also. Because when he revives his Krishna consciousness, naturally he thinks of Krishna. Just like now, we have some other kind of consciousness. Maybe it's money consciousness. A man who's always thinking of money sees money everywhere. He meets a friend, he meets a man, and he thinks maybe of how much that man's suit must have cost. Or he thinks about what line of business that man is in and how there might be some opportunity for making money. If he sees something, he thinks, how much does it cost? Or is there a business opportunity for me here? Could I make some money? Wherever he goes, he sees money. Because he's money conscious. He loves money. So he's always thinking of money. Or a man who's, there are people, they're always thinking of sex. He sees sex everywhere. A lot of people are thinking like that. Maybe this is an opportunity. Maybe that's an opportunity. We won't go further into the matter, but everywhere he goes, wherever he looks, he sees sex. Because that's what he thinks about. All the time. So as a business-minded person is always thinking of money, or as a sexually-minded person is always thinking of sex, the devotee is always thinking of Krishna. It's the same consciousness, to be absorbed in something. Absorbed in business, absorbed in sex, absorbed in family life, absorbed in something. Intellectuals are absorbed in some intellectual subject. Scientists are absorbed in some scientific matter. So the devotee is always thinking of Krishna. And that's the best thinking. Man is always thinking of money at the time of death. What good will thinking of money do him? He'll just be in distress. Oh, I have to leave so much money. Maybe my sons will they manage it properly? Or I didn't get enough money still. But whatever he thinks of in relation to money, it won't help him. He has to leave empty-handed. And he has no control over whatever money was there. Man who's thinking of sex, what good will it do him at the time of death? he's so sexually minded, maybe, all right, he can take his next birth as a monkey and have lots of sex. That's not very good. But the person who's always thinking of Krishna, Krishna says, I'm always thinking of him. Chakvadeyam kudar janmanaiti, mamaiti. Tasya ham sulabha karta yajriya tasviya. Because he's always engaged in Krishna's thought. At the end of his life, he goes back to Krishna. Mahapecha punarjana to Kali and Shashvita. Nathnivanti Mahatmanaha, son Siddhim for Mahapecha. His human life becomes perfect. Even in this life, he's perfect because he's engaged in thinking of Krishna. He's happy in this life. Tad virya gayana mahamrita bhagavachitta. Prahlad Maharaj said, I have no anxieties because I'm always thinking about your glories. The person who's always thinking about money or always thinking about something else is always in anxiety. But the person who's always thinking about Krishna has no anxiety. He's always happy. So in this life he's happy, and at the next end of life he goes back home, back to Godhead. So this is the real thing, to develop one's love for Krishna. Everything else will be lost. Everything else will be finally of no value. But this love of Krishna is the supreme attainment in life. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that this is the way. Golokera Premadhan Harinavana Sankirtan. One can get the treasure of love for Krishna through this Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. So everyone should take part in this Sankirtan movement. Everyone should learn to love Krishna and in that way make his life completely successful. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
When I was in school, I used to be a Christian. Yeah, and we are taught in the Bible that fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
That's true. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
When I came to Krishna consciousness, I said we should love God.
That's the end of wisdom. The devotee who becomes mature understands Krishna is everything for me. Let me surrender to Krishna. Fear is the beginning. There should be, right now, we don't care. We're not afraid of God. We don't care about God. So fear can mean also reverence, respect. That's the beginning, just like in Vaikuntha. The Lord is worshipped with great respect. That's very good. But in Goloka Vrindavan, the love goes beyond formal respect. And it becomes spontaneous love. The cowherd boys are playing with Krishna. Pritapunyapunya, after executing, accumulating heaps and heaps of pious activities, they're playing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like friends. So the Yashoda Mahesh, she has no fear of God. God is afraid of her. She's got a stick in her hand, and Krishna's running and crying. That's the postgraduate stage of love, the protection of love. Fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, and love of God is the end of all knowledge. Something else?
Krishna book, we read there was a woman selling fruits. A woman was selling fruits. And Krishna was very young. And a woman passed by and asked if someone wanted to buy fruits. And Krishna came with some small rice and gave the rice to the woman. And the woman gave the fruit to Krishna. When the woman went back, he saw jewels in his basket. Supposedly we give donation to Krishna and we want to build a house or want other things to go to
sell. Then that's not very intelligent. The fruit seller was charmed by Krishna. She was seeing the beauty of Krishna. The child has grasped some little grains in his tiny hand and he's coming forward to exchange some grains for some fruit. So she filled up his hands, not because she thought that this boy must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If I give him fruit, I'll get jewels in return. She was just attracted. The boy is so nice. And Krishna, out of his kindness, he filled up her basket with jewels, but the real jewel was her love for Krishna. But we can approach Krishna, my dear Krishna, I'm giving you this, and if you could give me this in return, at least there's some connection. That's the beginning. Artartartivigyasuganicha. Krishna said, the neophyte devotee may approach Krishna. My dear Lord, I'm in need of money. Or my dear Lord, I'm in distress. Or I'm looking for knowledge. Please help me. That's also good. He's approaching Krishna. But in the advanced stage, the devotee thinks, I don't want anything. I just want to serve. There's nothing better than serving. If I get a house, if I get some money, if I get some followers, if I get even liberation, the devotee doesn't care for. The Mayavadis are spending their whole life undergoing severe austerity to get freedom from material existence, liberation. And the devotee doesn't care about that. Bhava janmani janmani shure. Bhava tad bhakti. I just want to serve you. Even lifetime after lifetime, if I can serve you, then I don't need liberation. Because service is better than liberation. And what to speak of small things that will be finished in the course of time. Krishna can give those things, but those are small things. The real thing is to get love for Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing Krishna prema pradayate. Dayate means giving, and pradayate means getting it out there. Profusely giving. Krishna prema pradayate. And we're looking and saying, what is this? do I want it? Why is he giving it? Just take. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that the devotees are like men who are going around freely distributing langro mango. Langro mango is a very nice kind of mango. So someone is distributing. Here, take, take, take. And people are looking and say, well, I don't know, why are you distributing it? Just take it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing. Why? Because he's Krishna himself and he's very kind. Anacha Shodhi Maya Shibra Bhagi. Harinam Mahamantra Lao Tuvima. I brought the medicine for birth and death. Just take it. If it were some material commodity, we'd take as much as we could get. If someone said, here's a carton of iPods, iPads, how many would you like? Could I have the whole box? I can sell them, I'll make a profit. So Rupa Goswami advises, if they're selling Krishna consciousness in the marketplace, go out and buy as much as you can possibly get. Then someone naturally will say, well, what's the price? How much do I have to pay? What's the cost of this? And Rupa Goswami said, no, the cost is just your eagerness to have it. That's the only price. Well, I'm not very eager. And chant Hare Krishna and eagerness will come. It's such a nice thing. Yes?
It's like, I want to know what is the best way of inquiring when one meets the sadhu.
What's the best way of inquiring?
Inquiring about spiritual life when one meets, when one comes to point of view, sadhu.
I can't hear you. If one comes to meet...
When meets his guru or his sadhu.
Yes.
And the second one is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva, when Parishit met Sukadeva in Swami first, he talked about the destruction of the universe instead of his personal death. Why?
Why does...
Parishit in the Srimad Bhagavatam...
He wants to hear about Krishna.
He talked about...
Prakshit Maharaj... Approach Sukadeva Goswami, sir. It's very fortunate you've come because I'm in my last days. And my question is, what should I do in these last days? That's, people are foolish. They get the association of a sadhu and they ask, sir, you know, what can I do for my health? What can I do for my married life? Prakshit Maharaj asks, what should I do with my life? I have only 7 days left. What should I do? He at least knew I have 7 days. We don't know. Should I hear about Krishna? Your question is glorious. Tam Lokam Hitam Rapa. You've asked about Krishna. Yatkrita Krishna Samprashna. This is the perfect question to ask about Krishna. So when we get the opportunity to meet with the sadhu, meet with the spiritual master, meet with devotees, we should ask about Krishna. And we'll get the highest benefit.
If one, every
devotee is in anxiety. Early in the morning, you wake up. At dawn, you wake up. At dawn, you wake up at dawn, Mangarati time, and you are in anxiety. You want to chant your rounds, you cannot concentrate. What should you
do? What about your eyes?
You want to chant your rounds, and you cannot concentrate.
You come to the temple. You wake up in the morning, you're in anxiety, chant Hare Krishna. And if you're too thinking, well, I don't know, hard chanting, come to the temple where everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, and you'll chant Hare Krishna. And then you'll be free from anxiety. We're in anxiety because we're forgetting Krishna. And when we associate with devotees and chant Hare Krishna, we're forgetting Krishna. Come to the temple or have a temple in your house and make it a regular program to get up and chant Hare Krishna. You'll feel happy.
The mind.
Oh, that, yeah.
The scripture is saying that if one controls the mind, or if one purifies the mind, all the senses will work. You are saying that we should render service to Krishna, the Supreme God. And how can we purify the mind with the Mahamantra? Best way to chant the Mahamantra so that our mind purifies with that.
Just chant again and again. Go on chanting and chanting. The mind will be purified. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna is the Supreme Pure. Purna Shuddha Nityamukta, Mahamantra is pure. Just chant Hare Krishna, the mind will be purified. Chant and dance.
Please, we have started chanting, we are doing this.
Good.
And that's why I want to ask this question, because we are chanting.
Go on chanting. Just like someone's taking some medicine. So it may not act immediately. But if he goes on taking the medicine, it will act. Penicillin. First day, nothing happens. But by the end of the course, you're cured of the disease. So go on chanting. Go on. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I'm glad to see that we are blessed by your presence this week. Because you must have left Ivory Coast in Nigeria. But Krishna has blessed us, you are still with us. So we are kindly begging for our inadequacy, our offenses we have committed.
No offense. Thank you for your company. I'm fortunate to have had the opportunity to stay and get more of your company.
So we are begging, maybe if you have seen any places we are lacking for improvement, you can tell us so that.
Learn to play the kartal straight for Guru Puja. They had a friendly relationship. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabhacharya.
Let's not decide. People used to say that Vallabhacharya was the disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some Vallabhacharya group, they used to say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the disciple of Vallabhacharya.
No. They were contemporary teachers. Vallabhacharya was teaching Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. And Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Vallabhacharya at one point took shelter of Vedanta. They were contemporaries.
Like in four Vaishnava Sampradaya, like Rudra Sampradaya, we never know about them. Can you explain this Maharaj about?
I don't have much to say about Rudra Sampradaya, so Vishnu Swami. It's the Acharya that simply I don't have much to say.
Whom they will be worshipping?
Krishna. Something else?
My question is concerned about marriage. Why is it that nowadays so many divorce?
Why nowadays are there so many divorces?
Especially even devotees. Why?
Not especially among devotees. There's divorce all over the place. People are... because it's Kali Yuga. So this mentality comes, let me enjoy. Because they have the idea of their idea, because they come together with the idea of sex. In previous times, marriage was accepted as a matter of responsibility, as a matter of duty. The father would see to getting the daughter married, getting the son married. They would carefully arrange, they would compare the horoscopes of the boy and girl, compare the family standing, compare their mentality, and see that there was a suitable match. They would be interested in continuing the family line, getting good children. So the whole family would see to, would invest in seeing that the boy and girl are suitably matched, that they're properly fixed up, settled up. And they would be married in that spirit. Now it's just, I like him, I like her. They're attracted for sex. When sex attraction is sufficient, then they think, let's live together. Let's have sex. And that's marriage. Either they go to the priest and get married, or else they just move in with one another. Marriage or no marriage, the business is sex. That's it. The basis of the marriage is sex attraction. And then how long will that last? At some point, then, because it's the nature of sex that it's never going to be what you think it was going to be. It's made out to be the greatest thing in the cosmic manifestation. And it's really a very small thing. So one is expecting enormous rewards, and instead the actual payoff is very small. So at some point one becomes disappointed. No, she's not the right girl for me. No, he's not the right man for me. And then they recombine in some other configuration. No, this girl is nice. This man is nice. Like monkeys. When monkeys go from one to another is ordinary. No one says why. Everybody knows why. But as Kali Yuga progresses, people become more and more like monkeys. Just interested in sex and enjoyment. And then marriage becomes. Figment of the imagination. It's Kali Yuga.
This is already one of the purports of. In one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada mentioned about tolerance. He said the greatness of the person is known through his tolerance.
You're talking to the floor and I can't hear you.
The greatness of a person,
yeah,
is known through his tolerance.
Through his
tolerance.
Greatness of a person is his tolerance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm an administrator. It is also very very difficult to tolerate everything.
you know, sadhu especially, a Brahmin is great by his tolerance. Kshatriya is great by his strength. Kshatriya is not meant to be unlimitedly tolerant. Kshatriya is meant to be powerful. See that the law is followed. Brahmin forgives everything, tolerates everything. Therefore, when Parshuram was with Karna, he accepted Karna as his student because Karna presented himself as not being a Kshatriya. Parshuram was very displeased with the Kshatriyas. So then Karna wanted to learn the military art from Parshuram, but he knew if I present myself as a Kshatriya, he'll not accept me. And anyway, he thought that I'm the son of a charioteer, so he didn't present himself as a Kshatriya. So then Dronacharya instructed him everything. Then at the very end, Parshuram. At the very end, Parshuram was lying, taking rest, with his head on the lap of Karna. So the disciple is sitting, and the guru is resting with his head on the lap of Karna. And while Karna's sitting there, one insect crawled onto his leg and began biting. And biting so fiercely that Karna was bleeding profusely. But Karna thought that to chase away this bug, I'll have to wake up Guru Maharaj, I'll disturb him. So let me tolerate it. So then the guru woke up, Parshuram woke up, and suddenly you heard, wait a second, you're not a Brahmin. A Brahmin wouldn't have been able to tolerate that kind of pain. You're a Kshatriya. Of course, a Brahmin is tolerant in other ways. He tolerates offenses and so on. Kshatriya tolerates pain. But the Kshatriya doesn't tolerate nonsense from the citizens. For that, he's very strong. Just like a father. A good father doesn't tolerate. He doesn't sit and watch while the child does everything foolish. He knows it's my duty to teach this child. If he's doing everything rubbish, then he'll grow up like rubbish. I have to be strong with him. That's the father's duty. The Kshatriya is like the father of the citizens. He has to be very strong. Okay.
So in the continuation of this, this God is training more Brahmanas without the Kshatriya or the other Vaishyas, other Brahmanas, how will they feel balanced?
Because we're training Vaishnavas. A Vaishnav can take any position. He can be a farmer, he can be an administrator, he can be a teacher, he can be anything. He's actually a Vaishnava, but for the service of Krishna, he takes any role. Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, glorious to you, Prabhupada.